Hello. So, I'm not sure exactly where the dream started, but I know where I remember it. I was in my bedroom. Actually, I don't know if it was necessarily my bedroom, but it was in this dream my bedroom. It was almost like the average hotel, two bed bedroom, whatever. And it's almost pitch black, but I can still see. And I'm scrounging. Imagine if you walk into the room, you walk into the room, closet, first bed, second bed window. I was near the second bed, farthest to the wall by the window. In between the wall and the window. In between the bedroom, in between the bed and the wall that had the window on it. And I was scrounging there, looking through stuff. Like, I was looking through, pants, like, trash, just all this stuff on the floor. And I'm trying to find, money. And in the back of my head, there's, like, a mid-Atlantic man. Like, have you seen any evidence? Yeah. Did you find anything? Like, that guy. He's, like, talking to me, almost like it's a crime scene. And I'm like, no, I... He's like, just saying, like, what was the one? One of the things he said was, like, you found anything? Do you know any suspects? And I was like, I don't know any yet. And he was like, what were you looking for? And I was like, money. And then I found, like, money, and he was like, was it torn up? And I'm like, yes. And it was like, I was pulling money out of my old pockets and it was ripped up. It wasn't American money. I don't know what it was, but money nonetheless. And I'm like, pissed off, like, something tore up my money. But in the dream, I kind of already knew what it was. So I was like, "Urg," And right after I started to get upset, this rat comes out from under the bed. I'm like, "Oh!" Big old rat chewed up, ate my money. And then I don't remember exactly how this happened, but... Oh, I have to start driving to school. Okay, so the rat comes out, but, like, for some reason in the dream, I'm already familiar with the rat. Like, I think I already knew. They're okay. They're two stray dogs. What are you guys doing? Hey, you gotta go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Go. Go home. You little frickers. Oh, they're cute buds. They're walking together. Go home. Thank you. I don't want to get put down or anything. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but... What was I talking? So this rat is already a problem. This rat in my head has already been a problem. He's a little guy. And I'm talking big rat. Not a fat rat, but he's got a little bit of chunk. He's just a big rat. Bigger rat than normal, I'd say. And as I'm like going to persecute the rat, my brother Owen, who happened to be sleeping in the bed, was like, "No! The rat can do no wrong." And I was like, "He chewed through my money, man." And he was like, "He's a rat, okay? That's what he does." And I was like, "Fuck, whatever." So the rat is still with us, but like a criminal. I don't know how to explain it. Like, he's a criminal. This rat is a criminal living with us. And now we're at my grandma's house. Like, the scene shifts, whatever. I'm at my grandma's house. And we're there. And there was some sort of kingdom that is formed. Like I said, this is some of the knowledge that you just somehow already know when you get into the dream. But for some reason, Owen is the king. Owen is the king of the house. Owen's my brother, who is defending the rat. I don't know if I already said that. But Owen's the king of my grandma's house. My parents and my grandparents, I don't know where they are. They might even... My dad does show up later. So I'm not going to say that they're gone, but from all I know, Owen has control over the house. He's the king. And one of his rules is, like, you cannot kick this rat out of the house. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And this rat wasn't really doing anything, but it was just a rat in the house. And it was, like, eating shit and, like, just being a little rat. I don't know how else to say it. It was just being a little rat guy. And so I'm pissed off. And then it's finally my time to become king. And I finally get the chance. And, like, as my ceremony's coming up, Owen's like, do not kill the rat, please, you know, all that stuff. And I'm walking out onto the back porch, and I think it's, like, right around the time. I'm like, yep, I'm king now. And I'm about to get rid of the rat. Like, I have the rat. I brought the rat outside. The rat has also changed color. It's a little white now. It used to be, like, a black, but it's, like, a grayish color now, from what I remember. And I walk it out onto the back porch. Just a small back porch, and it just to the outside in my grandma's house. Nothing really needs described. They have a green backyard with a couple trees. But I'm like, you know, this whole time I wanted to be king just to kill you, rat. But now I can't. I can't do it. And then my dad walks out of the house. Like, this is, like, super fast. He walks out of the house and he's like, we'll just fucking kill it then. And he, like, grabbed it by the tail and just started bashing it on, like, the porch handrails or whatever. Like, there weren't handrails, but they were just wood. Like, the wood that came up. And he was like, just kill it then. And he grabbed it by the tail and started bashing it on the wood and just killing it. And I had to look away. I was like, holy shit. It was scary as hell. And then that's what woke me up. Him bashing it, like, the thuds synchronized with my alarm going off, like, you know, and I was like, oh, it was like waking up from a nightmare, just bashing this, like, from foe to friend, this rat had become, and its demise was just unforeseeable. My dad just shows up and just bashes it to death, and the thing was, he didn't even hit its head, like, he didn't grab it by the tail and smack its head against something and at least knock it out and then kill it. He just started bashing, it's like midsection, and it was just like, ah, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh! Ah! You know, I was just freaking out, and then I woke up. And that's how that went, but, dude, it was freaky. Freaky deaky. But, yeah, that's pretty much how that went. Yeah, I don't know, I mean, that's all I gotta say about that.